You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. You made it to the weekend, and hopefully we can help you transition from your workday, which I'm sure was hectic around this time of year, into the weekend. And a Big Bear Packer game this weekend, some great movies opening, so much going on here in the state of Wisconsin. The Christmas state, as I like to call it. It is great to have you here. We've got a fun show tonight. Lots going on. I'm going to introduce you to a young middle school aged judo champ. That is going to be really fun. I'm excited to have my first guest on, Ilion Hoskins. He joins us at 5:35 over the stream. He just competed in the Pan Am Games in, man, was it Venezuela? I don't remember. But we'll have him on and we'll talk to him. He did very well. I'll have him tell you how he did and just talk, have a general discussion with this kid who's just kind of a wonder kid. It's going to be fun. And then we've got Bear Packer Talk in hour number two with the guys from Make the Call. Gray and Parker and Conrad and also Dom Lee will join. Dom is the producer of John and Gordy on WMDX. And the network here, and we'll talk Bears Packers, and Dom is going to be on my side for that because I'm a Bears fan. Dom's a Bears fan, and we'll be outnumbered, but it'll be a fun discussion. That's at 6:35, and then in hour number three, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, as I mentioned, and that means it's time for Terry Bar. It's Terry Bar time. It's Barman Friday night. That's coming up in hour number three. One of my favorite nights of the week. Definitely top five. I kid. Terry's awesome. And it's a fantastic segment that she brings every week with great music and fun conversation. And I'm glad you're here because we got a great question. We are going to answer the age-old. You know what, Con? Let's get to the question right away tonight so people have time to respond and we can catch up on some texts from last night as well, too. This is the Nightlight Question of the Night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Very simple question. Eggnog. Yes or no? It's just that simple. Tell us how you feel about eggnog. You could do more than yes or no. You could elaborate a little bit why you love eggnog or dislike eggnog. Have fun with it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to go the text line route, you can also text us on the app or the stream if you're watching Nightlight on YouTube, X, or Facebook. If it's not too much trouble, leave us a like or follow us there. Always fun to see who's following. And folks, this is like, I admit, I was wrong. I thought Conrad did not like eggnog, but you're a huge fan.
All right, so listen.
How could I have gotten that wrong?
Listen this to this, all right?
Yeah.
I wanted to be like Clark Griswold, all right, when I was younger, all right? I wanted to drink that eggnog in that moose glass.
Slurp it.
Have it in the huge punch bowl and just have it in the, you know, over there on the table.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I do really like eggnog. I you know, it's funny that some people just don't like to taste, but I just I it does kind of taste like a dessert drink to me.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And I enjoy it. Obviously only during this time of year. I don't drink it during summer, you know, it'd just be weird.
After like a workout, slam some eggnog. You'd have to probably stock up at the holidays anyway. They don't even sell it year round, do they?
You know, there's so many different like protein, you know, flavors.
Yeah,
it'd be hilarious if they actually had an eggnog like protein flavor, and people actually like.
People would probably.
I'm going to get that in July.
Absolutely, I think they would.
That sounds like a crime.
Exactly. So last night's question, folks, was who is your favorite Christmas movie character? And I neglected to read some of our social media responses, so I'm going to jam through those because I don't like to let responses go unnoticed or unappreciated. So the responses to last night's question, who is your favorite Christmas character from a movie? Sean on the, these are all social media responses. He says, old Sam Hee-Haw Wainwright from It's a Wonderful Life. Great one, Sean. Yeah, he's the guy that always said, hee-haw. Have you seen the movie?
Yes, okay. I haven't seen it in a while, though.
And a lot of people said Mary Bailey, but they were all on social media. Jenny Brand from Civic Media says Mary Bailey. It's a Wonderful Life. She's a true hero. No question about that, Jenny. Mike Corwin. Clark Griswold. Mike joins me. Warner. I think Mike and I are the only two that chose. Did anybody else choose Clark Griswold last night?
I think there might have been one on the text line, but I don't think there was that many.
Okay. Nick Wallander. Ellen Griswold.
I mean, she's great, too.
Love Ellen Griswold.
I love when she's smoking a cigarette, you know, yeah, in the kitchen, and her mom goes, are you smoking again? No.
She was, I love Beverly D'Angelo, so I'm totally with Nick there. Erica Larson shared a funny meme of the Muppets in their Christmas special. Great choice. Derek Fister, what's his name? Hans. Is it Hans from Die Hard?
I actually don't remember anything from Die Hard. I haven't seen it in so long.
It's a Jeremy, I can't think of his name, but he passed away not too long ago. I'm totally blanking. Another vote, Brett Kissinger, our pal, says Clark Griswold. Great one. Conrad, oh, you said the Sticky Bandits.
That's from Home Alone 2.
Danny right. Wheels says Hermie, the Misfit Dentist. Love that. Thank you, Dan. Janet on social media agrees with Daniel. Lisa Hale, our pal Lisa, who covers news here at WGBW and WISS, says Ma Otter in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. I don't know that one,
I've never seen that, yeah.
But I'm not surprised Lisa found something that was not on the beaten path. Janet from social media says, first thing I thought of was Hermie, the dentist from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Maybe it's the hair? He's got good hair. He's got that Trump wave going there. It's crazy hair. Janet also says, I realized I didn't read the instructions. It said movie. That's okay, Janet. We accept that. She says, in that case, it would be Darren McGavin and A Christmas Story. We were talking about that last night at how we thought Christmas Story didn't get a lot of votes for the dad or the kid. It got a few, but. And our pal Eric Rathsack from Ask Your Mother says, top three, Buddy the Elf, Cousin Eddie, Frank Cross, Bill Murray from Scrooged. Awesome stuff. But tonight's question, folks. Eggnog, yes or no? Feel free to elaborate, too. I saw this. I didn't really understand how popular eggnog was state to state or the discrepancy there could be. Do you know what state it's the most popular in?
What state?
Vermont. No, I'm sorry, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was one of those small states.
Not Rhode Island?
It's one of those small states where when they were making the map, they thought, we don't know how far this goes. Then they realized how big the country was. They just said, just make the whole damn thing the state. No, it's not Rhode Island, but it's close. New Hampshire. Nearby Vermont is second, followed by Alaska, Maine, Oregon, Wyoming, Utah, Washington State, Wisconsin's ninth. We made the top 10.
I need to drink more eggnog.
Yeah, you could maybe boost us up to like number 7 or something. New Mexico is 10th. So there you go. I guess I'm not. I figure like the cold weather states would be the most popular eggnog states, but the bottom states are New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, all cold weather states. That's where eggnog is least popular. And California, Texas, Oklahoma. Other surges during the holidays in particular foods. Ready for this, Con?
I'm ready.
You still here? Okay. No. Rich red meats.
Okay.
Like ribeye, roasts, prime rib, tenderloin roast. That does not surprise me at all. Fruitcake. Mm-hmm. Got no use for fruitcake. Keep the fruit out of the cake.
Yeah.
They're both fine products. Don't mix them. Gingerbread cookies.
Oh, love gingerbread cookies.
Same. And antacids for the aftermath. I was surprised there. But they said that the state that's supposedly in Alaska is on that list, Maine. Hawaii is not. Hawaii does not like eggnog. Okay. Fair enough. All right. I want you to tell the story. These funny news stories we have. Tell us, Con, about the guy who ripped off very expensive jewelry. And what did he do not to get caught?
Okay, I actually don't got the full story in front of me. Do you got?
He swallowed jewels, yes, and the cops are waiting for him to pass the jewels. Yes. And they're not kidney stones. They might be different kind of stones. But anyway, they're following this guy around, waiting for him, because that's the evidence.
Well, yeah, they took him into custody.
Yeah.
And now they're just watching him.
Now they're waiting for the custody. Hi-yo!
That was, wow.
That was terrible. Here's another one I love. Conrad found this one on Christmas Eve in 2019. It was reported that David Wayne Oliver robbed a Colorado bank only to throw all of the stolen cash in the air while exclaming, Merry Christmas.
He's just trying to be like Santa.
He's trying to be like a big shot and kind of Robin Hood-esque to those who happen to be passing by at the opportune moment. The 65. Robbing a bank just to do that. That's insanity.
I'm just confused. I wish there was more that I... It happened in 2019, so I didn't get too much of the story.
It's not breaking news.
But I really... How did he even rob the bank in the first place?
Yeah.
I want to know. And did he go, give me all the money and give it to other people?
65. I just retired. Give me all your money. I'm on my pension. I don't need it. I'm giving it to others. He was arrested.
Don't arrest me. No, arrest the people that took the money from me.
They're robbing him. Yeah. They arrested him at a nearby Starbucks where I'm guessing he blew all the money on a large coffee.
I was going to say on that bear mug that they sold.
Insanity. Crazy. Where did you find that?
I just typed in weird Christmas stories.
Okay. Here's kind of a bummer of a Christmas story. You ready for this? Seinfeld. On Christmas Day in 1997, that's when he told the cast and crew the show was over. They were going to, and I believe it finished in spring of 98. So on Christmas Day in 1997, Jerry Seinfeld took it upon himself to say, the show's over. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Imagine he put it in like everyone's gift. It's like, all right, here's a saw book, but look at the note on the back. You're done.
You're going for like a Joe DiMaggio hitting streak with the Sawbuck, trying to mention Sawbuck every night. And I think you should keep it going. I love it.
Whenever I can mention it, it'll be mentioned.
I don't know if I believe this story 100%, though. Seinfeld said, I wanted to end the show on the same kind of peak we've been doing it on for years. He says, I want it to be from a point of strength. I want it to end and be graceful. Okay, so he told people on Christmas Day, but I don't know if I believe that. First of all, what did he do? Send an email? Like, nobody's working on Christmas Day.
What if he made everyone go in to do a shoot?
Called them into work and then just told them, Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, I'm just
kidding,
guys. No one's acting today. Just let you know, you're all done.
Update your resumes, suckers. Get those LinkedIn. I'm out. Get those LinkedIn profiles going. Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. I like Seinfeld. He's a brilliant observationalist because that's the basis of all of his comedy was observational comedy. But as he gets older, he's kind of crabby, and they might still be brilliant, but I just don't like him. I don't think he's as fun to listen to as he used to be. Just old and crabby, but whatever. All right, so eggnog, yes or no, that is tonight's question of the night, and we're going to do a very short break here, folks. News and weather and sports is coming up at 5:35, and then we will talk to young judo champ Ileon Hoskins. We'll be here on Nightlight tonight for the first time. Very excited to talk to this young man. And after this break, I'm going to tell you the top five pizza days of the year. That's all coming up. So you need to know when to order pizza, folks, and when to be cool.
When to get that sawbuck out.
Yeah. You've already got the sawbuck criteria. We're coming right back as Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. News, sports, and weather. It's just about 7 minutes away, folks. We will keep you updated here. I am Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight. Conrad Krieger producing the show tonight, working the board. This is what Social media is just awesome sometimes. Because where else? Like, I never, this guy posted something about Waffle House. I never would have found this if we were still in the world of newspapers or radio, pure, just straight up radio. But social media, this story I found, this is Ken, a guy from the UK, says, as a 51-year-old British man who had never visited the States, I was especially excited to visit the Waffle House upon everything I had heard over the years. For most of the night, I was slightly disappointed and underwhelmed. It was just me quietly enjoying my hash browns and coffee while everything seemed normal. Then, out of nowhere, I heard a woman scream, I don't know if I can say this word, biatch, stop emailing my man. And suddenly, two large women were locked in a full-on brawl right by the counter. One of them cracked the other over the head with a napkin holder, and just like that, it was over. The staff barely batted an eye. As I was recovering from the shock, my waitress leaned over and said, another Tuesday night at the Waffle House. And then he gives it 5 stars.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I spent a few nights in Waffle Houses. So,
you know, I got to say, with reviews, it's kind of funny sometimes. Like, people just totally make up stories and stuff.
Yeah. That had nothing to do with the food.
Like, it's just funny that it's like, is this true or not? Do I go to this store or not? Or, you know,
right.
On the off chance it's real, I'll stay away.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be making it up. Either way, it was funny to read that.
Just
to
of watch course.
Two girls square off in a Waffle House while this fine gent is eating at the counter. What do you think, Conrad, the top five pizza days in 2025 were? This is from the Vegas Insider. Yeah.
The top five, I'd say definitely one. July 4th.
Okay.
Then Memorial Day.
Okay.
Valentine's Day.
Big spender.
July 30th.
Bingo. That's your top four.
And then let's see. The last one, I'd say Thanksgiving Eve.
Interesting.
Or Christmas Eve.
Or the day after. Here's what they are. The top five pizza days, according to Vegas Insider. One, New Year's Day.
Oh, dang. I was off.
That kind of surprised me. Two, Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I thought that would
be number. I know. I thought that would be number one. I mean, New Year's Day, I guess I could see that. But
Super Bowl Sunday with pizza has to be, those stores have to be making.
Definitely. But I think a lot of people make their own food, too. They do something fun. Number three, you were close with Valentine's Day, February 15th, the day after.
Okay.
It's probably frozen pizza, too, because people went out and spent a boatload.
I was thinking the same thing.
Right. March 15th, right before March Madness.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament hadn't started yet, but a bunch of conference championships were going on. That was in 2025. On March 29th, during the Elite Eight. So all sporting events, basically, except New Year's Day.
Not,
the day after.
Not July 30th?
Not July 30th. Didn't even make the top 365, and I don't even know how that's possible. So there you go. Be careful. And then they also looked at which states Googled pizza the most this year. The top five, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, South Carolina, and Ohio, Montana ranked last.
Okay.
Because they're going out and slaughtering a cow and cooking that up. All right. So you got a big show tomorrow night or tomorrow morning with Make the Call.
Yeah, Make the Call. You know, obviously we were talking Bears Packers, you know, but a big thing coming up is the college playoffs.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you one of the questions that we had. Okay. Are you excited for any matchups?
You know, I honestly kind of fell off this year. The only thing that keeps me into college football are the Badgers, really.
Yeah.
Maybe if, like, there was a you know what? I take that back. I'm excited about Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
A new team that I thought, that's where I thought Wisconsin would be after they hired Luke Fickell. So I'm bummed the Badgers didn't do anything this year, but yeah, that's a Cinderella story, so to speak. I like Indiana.
See, I mean, I said this, all right? I'm not really excited about the college playoffs because I know, you know, it's going to be the same as last year. All the teams that made it in from those kind of bad conferences, they're going to lose. It's going to be the big guys against each other again. The thing I'm excited for is one of the bowl games.
What is it?
If you look on the stream here, the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I can't even. There's like two.
They have custom helmets, okay? And the stripe. You know the frosting on a strawberry Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
And the sprinkles?
Yeah.
That is the stripe down the middle. And it's
Is it Boise State?
No, these are just example helmets. Oh. The teams, I believe, were just released today. I didn't get pictures of the actual helmets.
Okay.
But I thought that's so cool that they actually have custom jerseys and helmets for the Pop-Tarts game. And as Jimmy Cuska said, this is the only game that they sacrifice a mascot because they put the Pop-Tart in the fake toaster.
Let me ask you this. Is there an actual game you're excited about? I mean,
no, I'm just excited to see that. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Pop-Tarts Bowl?
There's a bowl. Whatever brand can, you know, offer the most money. Like Duke's Mayo.
I get it.
But, you know.
Yeah, but it's just like, I wish it was still called like the Fiesta Bowl or the Cotton Bowl. I mean, I know they add those words in with the sponsor, but like Quicken Loans Arena. Oh, that's exciting. Let's go watch a contest at the Quicken Loans Arena.
All right, so I'm just saying this. Watch the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year. You'll be thrilled. You'll be entertained, and you'll love that you watched it.
I doubt that. Go Hoosiers. That's what I say, though.
Yes.
Is Ohio State still undefeated?
Yeah, no, they lost to Indiana.
They lost to Indiana, that's right. In the Big Ten. Who's the number one seed?
Indiana.
Overall?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
So.
All right, folks, news, sports, weather, it's all coming up next. And then we've got a young judo champ, Ilyan Hoskins, a fine young man, joins the show tonight. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. I'm Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight on a beautiful Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight. Hope you're having a great day. It is great to have you here tonight, folks. Let us know. Our question of the night is very simple. Eggnog, yes or no? I am a serious no. In fact, I think I put my response down as no with about 17 O's and then a P-E. So I said nope. Conrad is a fan. But let us know what you think at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream at YouTube, X, or Facebook, you can drop us a stream comment. That would work just swimmingly as well. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. This guy is maybe one of my youngest guests ever, probably. He's definitely probably top five, Con? Top 10,
yeah,
maybe?
I think so.
He's a middle schooler in Madison at Ray Sennett Middle School, and he is an absolute beast when it comes to the sport of judo, a fine sport. He has racked up trophies and awards since he's been 4 years old. Mr. Ilyan Hoskins joins me now on Nightlight. Hi, Ilyan. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing very well. I'm kind of glad you're joining the show over the stream, because if I got you mad at me and you were here in person, I fear for myself what you might be able to do to me, so... You don't seem the type. You seem like a very nice kid, Ilyan. It's great to have you here. Let me ask you first before we start. How do you feel about eggnog?
No, I don't think I like it.
You see, Conrad, he's on my side. He's a good kid. It's great to have you here, Ilyan. Listen, let's talk about your passion. Judo, you got a lot of publicity here in Wisconsin and other places for competing in the Pan Am Games earlier this month. Tell us how that went.
They were really good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself for placing there.
What did you place?
Because all the hard work, I got third.
Nice. So that's like a bronze medal, right?
Yep.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. How did you feel? Did you, like, on the plane ride home, were you like, just...
I was happy.
Yeah. That's excellent. Well, congratulations. You also won the national championship in June of this year. Now, that, I mean, How do you feel after these victories, Ilian? Does that just make you keep wanting to go on further, or are you excited and can't wait to get to the next competition? What's that like, winning something like on a scale like that?
It's like, when I win it, I want to keep training so I can win the other championships and get better and fight new people.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I read somewhere that you are hoping to go to the Olympics one day in the sport of judo. Talk about that a little bit.
I want to become the first male to win gold at the Olympics in judo.
So no one from the U.S. has ever won a gold medal in judo at the Olympics. Is that right?
Only woman.
Okay.
And women's.
So how old do you have to be, Ilian, before you can qualify for the Olympics?
18.
Okay. And how old are you now?
15.
You're like 13?
I'm 12.
You're 12. Okay. Wow. That's impressive. So you got a lot of time to practice. That's good before you have to do Olympic trials. That's exciting. So your rank, in terms of your junior ranking, Ilian held the nation's top junior ranking in 2022, and you made the USA Judo 13-15 Pan American Championship team in June. You placed third, you said. How do you feel? Like, what is that like when you have to go back to school? Like, middle school is a tough age, right? Like, and you come back to school as this judo champ. What are your classmates like when you get back? Are they excited for you, or are they a little jealous?
Yeah.
Or how is that?
They're, like, excited.
Yeah. Did they have a little reception for you at the school? Like a little party, so to speak?
They did.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was cool. I liked it.
Okay. So what is it? And I've never been any kind of great athlete, Ilian, so I'm trying to live vicariously through you. So what is it like to be ranked number one in the world as a junior athlete? What is that? I would feel like I'd be so excited. It'd be hard for me to go to sleep at night.
I feel extremely proud of myself. When I started competing in my first national championship, it was my goal to do that.
Yeah. Wow. Great. So, all right. So I've read articles about you, and I've heard school administrators or teachers talk to you or talk about you and refer to you as a role model. Do you consider yourself a role model or a leader to other kids?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. How do you try to do that? Like, obviously, anyone who practices martial arts, it's a discipline and it's an art. Do you lead by example, or do you try to give other kids pep talks? Like, are you a good friend that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like try to help them be more respectful and things.
Yeah. Is your school, are the kids pretty respectful for the most part at your school?
Yeah.
That's good. Are you a good student?
I am.
Yeah? That's good. Let me ask you this. Has being a good student made you better at judo, or has judo made you a better student in school? Do the two complement each other?
I think being good at judo has helped me in school because it teaches me discipline, focus, and not giving up when things are hard. But these skills can help me pay attention and study better in school. Being a good student has also helped me in school and judo, because school teaches me how to listen, follow directions, and be more respectful.
Yeah, that's great.
And they both help me do my best.
That's excellent. What's your favorite? What's your favorite class in school?
Like social studies or math.
Okay. My guest is Ilian Hoskins. He is an absolute all-star when it comes to judo. He's won awards and tournaments, and he's been ranked number one nationally. And this has all happened in the last 8 years. He's been practicing judo since he's been 4 years old, which I find really just fantastic. Do you think you'll always practice the sport, Ilian?
Yeah.
Is it the kind of sport you can do? Like, martial arts are different. Some of them involve more kicking. Some of them are more holds or throws, like judo. What is a martial art, or maybe it is judo, that you could do as you get older, like when you're even maybe 60 or something? Can you do judo at that age?
Yeah, I could be like a like a teacher.
Yeah, well, that's great. What is your goal? Obviously, let's say you go to the Olympics and you win a gold medal. What then? Mm-hmm. Open up your own judo school, maybe?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That could help. Yeah, it would.
What's next for you? When's your next big competition, Ilian?
In March.
And what is that? What is that tournament?
The Youth Nationals.
Okay. How do you feel? You feel good about your chances?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were here in person, I would love it if you could teach Conrad a lesson, the producer, because he gets really mouthy sometimes. You think you could do that?
Yeah.
So let's talk about this, Ilya. And your older sister, Joanna, is also pretty accomplished in martial arts. Tell us about her and how that is being in the same house with another really accomplished martial artist.
It's cool because when I was younger, I always used to watch my sister compete, and that made me want to compete too.
Now, she practices karate and kickboxing. Do the two of you, they're different art forms, do the two of you ever just kind of spar, goofing around, or how does that work? Do you make each other better at your martial art?
Yeah, we do.
Who usually wins?
Her.
For now anyway, right?
Yeah.
So how often, Ilian, like at your age, you've got middle school, you've got all these classes, school's hard work, but what you do in judo, it takes a lot of dedication too. How often do you train and for how long typically?
I train 3 times a week and I train for an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. And around the house, do your parents, even though you've won all these great competitions, do they still make you do work around the house?
Yeah, they make me clean up around the house, vacuum the floor, clean my room.
How do you feel about that, Ilian?
It's sometimes I like don't want to do it, but I like it when it looks better.
That's great. What kind of music do you listen to? Do you ever listen to music when you train to get yourself pumped up?
Yeah, I like rap and pop.
Who are your favorite artists?
I have a lot. Like, one of them is, like, Biggie.
Who is it?
Biggie.
Do you know who that is, Con?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Biggie Smalls?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The OG. Oh, okay. I thought there was, like, I'm not on first-name basis with him like Ilian is. I'm not pals with him, anymore. But, well, that's cool. So, and what about TV, Ilian? What kind of TV do you like to watch? Or do you even have time
to watch?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I like to watch like sports or like anime.
Yeah. What's your favorite sport outside of judo?
Soccer.
Oh, nice. Do you play soccer?
I do.
You have time to play soccer in addition to all the judo. That's pretty impressive. That's very cool. All right. So what I typically ask most of my guests, Ilian, I talk about movies and TV here a lot. So are you watching anything that you could recommend to people, like a great show or anime or something like that, or a movie you saw? Or do you have a favorite Christmas movie? That works too. And if you don't watch movies, that's okay. We could go back to judo. That's totally fine.
I like the Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch. That's a great one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you're a great kid. Keep up the great work. And I appreciate you. I know how busy you are. I appreciate you taking time out to come on the show and talk to us a little bit about, I love martial arts. I think they're great. And I think they're great for people. So keep being a role model, keep being a great kid and a good student and listening to your folks. And, get to the Olympics so I can say that I met you and that you're my best friend, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Ilian. Have a great night. And
you too.
Happy holidays. Thank you, buddy.
Happy holidays. All right. Bye.
Thank you. That's Ilian Hoskins, took third in the Pan Am game. That's unbelievable. You know, I didn't even qualify for the Pan Am games.
I didn't even know you tried.
Well, I tried, and I tried in the 13 to 15 division thinking I would have a leg up.
Did they take you out of there?
They took me out.
The security might have roughed you out a little bit.
Exactly. What a great kid. That's Ilian Hoskins. We are going to do a very short break here, folks, and then we've got I'm going to tell you, this is kind of funny. We're going to talk about an animal that fell into a plate of food. That is coming up next, and news, sports, and weather is also just about 10 minutes away. Folks, it is great to have you here on this Friday. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. The cameraman's a cocktail glass behind a blend of plastic plants. Find the lady with a fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things. Or a dream is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess Who.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday night edition of Nightlight. It is great to have you here, and I hope, if you're in the car, I hope you're driving safely. The roads are good. Boy, we got snow last night, Con. That wasn't even forecasted.
Yeah, so I woke up.
Ninth time I had to wipe off my car, by the way, so far.
You're up there now.
It's horrible.
You know, in a week, I won't have a garage anymore, so I'll be joining you.
Oh, that's a tough, you know what's weird? In my house, the house that we bought several many years ago, the garage is like 6 feet from the house.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Just connect the damn garage. At that point, what on earth? Like, I don't know why anybody living in northern Wisconsin wouldn't have an attached garage. Obviously, it didn't stop us from buying the house. But my God, I could spit on my garage from my back door. And I've done it many times because I'm a Bears fan. No, but it's, I don't know why you just wouldn't connect the garage. But that's going to be a big thing for you because...
It's a difference, but also... Yeah. It's right across the bridge there.
Right.
So I don't really have to drive to work anymore after that.
That's nice too. Do I want to wipe my car off or walk to work?
And you know, so you're talking about the roads. It's kind of slippery out, you know, with the rain that we had, and then it kind of got colder, you know? Yeah. I was walking, you know, through the usual little walkway that we'd like through the grass there.
Yeah.
And it's like all ice and I didn't realize that.
Did you wipe out?
I almost did. I was so close.
I almost did that last year. Right by Schreiber here in downtown
right
Green Bay.
Yeah, right in front of it.
There's a little path you can cut across the grass. And usually by the time I get here, I think everybody leaves that building at like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So they're never there when I'm walking. But I think it was last winter, same deal. I almost did a header and there were people around a conference table and they all looked at me and I could tell they were kind of like trying not to laugh or like maybe thought they might have to call paramedics or something.
You know, so this is my wipeout story here, all right?
Yeah.
Last year, my friend invited me to like this work function he had at the Northland.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, you can come. There's like a work party there. So I went with him. And then after we were going out to some of the bars down here, and it was slippery out. It just rained and it's, you know, kind of froze over. And
yeah,
we get outside and I pretend like I'm going to slip, you know, like to my friend. I'm like, oh, and I actually
and
fall. And he's laughing from what, like literally like a 5 minute walk of just laughing so
funny.
Hard.
The joke's on you.
Yep.
Nice try. Our question of the night, folks, is eggnog, yes or no? Dave on the stream says no. Very simple. No punctuation. No nothing. Just a flat out no. Dale from Waukesha in the 262 says, I'm a 74-year-old man. I haven't had eggnog for many years. But I always enjoyed it. Pasteurized milk, eggs, nutmeg. Very safe, always delicious. Boy, he sounds like he could be on the eggnog council or something. Our pal John Murray in the 608 says, love some eggnog during the Christmas season and Bailey's and Kahlua for coffee drinks. Only get these three beverages once a year. All good for celebrating the holidays.
That's great.
You know, I know, and I'm strongly in the no category here, but is Bailey's Irish Cream that much worse than egg? It's the idea of the egg that freaks me out. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where you're coming from, but I look past it and I'm just like, this tastes good. So
yeah,
but I mean, Bailey's and Kahlua and coffee drinks is phenomenal. It's so good.
It is good. I found the story. I can't remember where. I think it was just like Shepherd Express or whatever. But a raccoon fell through the roof at an eatery in Lake Geneva.
Yeah,
and bit someone. And it got me thinking: is there an animal? Any animal that falls on your plate of food is not good. But is there an animal that you would not freak out if it fell on your plate of food?
If an animal that I wouldn't freak out?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dolphins are nice.
Why would that fall from the...
Well, why would it? You know, if a raccoon falls through the roof, that's
more establishment plausible because is in disrepair. It can walk on land, you know?
Yeah. But still, fall through the roof?
I'm trying to think. One of those animals that really prides himself on being clean, probably. Yeah. I don't know offhand. I mean,
dog's mouth. Dog's mouth.
Yeah, that's what I want my dish to smell like.
That's like the Rich Jenny joke. Oh, the dog's mouth is cleaner than humans, but he licks his blank. And he kept going with that. That was the punchline. Oh,
yeah.
But he licks his.
You know, maybe like a kangaroo would be cool though. If it just came down and started boxing you.
While you're trying to eat your lamb chops? Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Teresa in the 608 says, New Year's Day has bowl games, so sports. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that when I was reading those responses. Thank you, Teresa. Dale from Waukesha in the 262 says, in answer to your question about your standalone garage, the spit you talked about may cost you 10 grand.
To put a pathway from the garage to the house?
Oh, maybe that's what I thought it was like a... spitting ordinance or something in Marinette that I was unaware of. Like
unless you spitting on the sidewalk. Build up enough spit where you have to get it removed.
That's a good point, Dale. Thank you, sir. Let's see. Bowen Yang leaving Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
After 7 years, abruptly in the middle of the season, I didn't even think he was. He's not like one of the major guys, is he?
I mean, I feel like he was. He would be in a lot of skits. But I feel like he probably wants to venture into movies and stuff.
Yeah, I guess. We've got news, sports, and weather coming up in just a couple minutes, folks. Some of the social media responses to our question of the night. Eggnog, yes or no? Conrad Krieger, big yes. Pete Schwabba, long nope. Janet, nope. Dan Wheeler, if it's made with chicken eggs, yes. If it's Vermont style and made with goose eggs, no. No thanks. Nasty aftertaste. Oh, Danny Wheels is a eggnog connoisseur.
Is that why Vermont's eggnog?
They're just drinking the wrong kind of eggnog, apparently.
I mean, their numbers are up.
I guess so.
In New Hampshire.
All right. We've got a lot of show coming up, folks. We're closing off Act 1 here. News and sports and weather is next. Bear Packer Talk at 6:35 with Gray, Parker, Dom, Conrad, some of the guys from Make the Call, and then Dom and I will represent the Bear side. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we've got a lot coming up. We're going to read some of your texts after the news. We are coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.